You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. He speaks in Wanakee this afternoon and Milwaukee tonight. Republicans have been urging Trump to spend some time in Wisconsin's bluest counties. Democrat Kamala Harris stumps in the Fox Valley on Thursday. Voters in Wausau can use their absentee ballot drop box again. A replacement is in place after Mayor Doug Dinney removed the original one last week. The Marathon County DA says the Portage County Sheriff's Department is looking into whether Dinney broke the law. The people who declare the winners on election night say they plan to be fast, accurate, and transparent. Anna Johnson is Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. She says her organization is in the business of declaring winners, not projecting them.
The only way we declare races, so whether it's a presidential race or it's, you know, state legislative races, is when we are absolutely certain that there is no way that the trailing candidate can overtake the leading candidate.
Johnson speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Quick Trip convenience stores will start installing electric vehicle chargers to what the company calls a strategic number of locations throughout the Midwest. Quick Trip isn't saying yet where or how many. The company promises they'll be some of the fastest chargers on the market and can power up as many as 4 vehicles per stand. A state grant program helps people with water contaminated by farm runoff pay for new wells. Tom Van Lowe lives in Marathon County. He says the program helped save him $12,000.
We knew for years that we were drinking contaminated water, so it gave us a lot of peace of mind.
County agents around Wisconsin say they'd like to see the program expanded so more people in need can be eligible. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is trying again to change PFAS regulations for drinking water. Last week, the Natural Resources Board approved a request to start the process. Republican lawmakers blocked the DNR's last push for remediation steps. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach unveiled the proposed budget for 2025 Monday. He said this budget includes the lowest property tax rate for Brown County on record. A press release said the county rate will go down 24 cents from $3.04 to $2.80, making the 2025 budget levy $94.53 million, down about $46,000 from last year's budget. The Brown County Board of Supervisors holds its annual budget meeting on October 23rd. See our story at WGBW.fm for information. Kennedy Elementary in Green Bay was put on lockdown Monday at about 1 p.m. because of a community concern. Green Bay police say they did assist Brown County sheriffs in arresting 2 people on warrants at that time in that area. The lockdown at Kennedy was lifted after about an hour. A 31-year-old Amberg man was killed Sunday in an ATV crash on Old 38 Road in the town of Amberg. Marinette County Sheriff's officials say Devin Cotter Nutt was killed when the ATV he was driving failed to negotiate a curve, went into the ditch, and struck several trees. Nutt was not wearing a helmet. Marinette Sheriff's officials say alcohol and speed appear to be factors in the accident. The DNR is continuing its investigation. 21-year-old Tatiana Quiones of Green Bay pleaded not guilty Monday to selling fentanyl pills at a daycare center. Quiones allegedly sold fentanyl pills to an undercover informant in the parking lot of the Green Bay Academy on Finger Road on January 3rd. The Department of Children and Families has since revoked that daycare's license for several violations, including Quiones' actions. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for public comment for an environmental review of the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program project in Appleton. The project includes replacing lead service lines in the city of Appleton. Comments can be submitted to the DNR by October 14th. See our story at WGBW.fm for links and information. 39-year-old Jesse Vang was the last person to see Elijah Vu alive, and he will have a status conference in court November 6th. Vang is still facing chronic child neglect charges for incidents that happened before Elijah Vu was reported missing back in February. Vu's remains were found earlier this month on a hunter's property 3 miles northwest of where Vang reported the toddler missing. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, who's also facing chronic child neglect charges, has another court date set for October 22nd. Core Treatment Services, a 16-bed residential and day treatment center in Manitowoc, is getting a $750,000 grant to help combat the opioid and fentanyl epidemic. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office said the grant will be used to help people in Manitowoc, Green Lake, Menominee, Shawnee, Waupaca, and Washera counties. The grant is from the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program Impact Program. Finally today, the Wisconsin DNR wants the public to check the fire danger on its website before conducting any outdoor burning activities. There's a potential for increased fire activity due to dry weather and gusty winds. The DNR says most of Wisconsin is under a moderate fire threat, while Forest, Marinette, and Oconto counties have a high fire threat. Burning brush, leaf piles, and debris is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. Sparks from recreational equipment and campfires are also contributing causes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
It's about getting them ready. We're going to face one of the best teams in baseball, whoever it is, with a lot of firepower, with a guy on the mound that's good. You know, you can say, well, he only had 4 days or he only had 3 days. This time of year, you can throw all that stuff out the window. It's about being ready to play, and we're going to play against somebody good. So, you know, buckle your chin strap and let's roll.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that the Packers had a lot to clean up after the 31-29 loss to the Minnesota Vikings in Week 4.
You got to be focused in terms of very intentional about what you're trying to get accomplished. When you look at it, we've had two tight games that we've lost, and we got to make sure that we don't put ourselves in those positions where they do cost you.
Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Music legend Kris Kristofferson passed away over the weekend at the age of 88. Kristofferson is a 3-time Grammy and Golden Globe winner and was a respected actor as well. He was the star of the original A Star Is Born in 1976, playing opposite Barbra Streisand. Kris Kristofferson was also part of an all-star band called The Highwaymen with Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings. Kristofferson received a Rhodes Scholarship in literature, but soon after joined the U.S. Army, where he achieved the rank of captain and flew helicopters. Kris Kristofferson was a prolific activist advocating for farmers' rights, workers' rights, and immigrant rights. He famously supported Sinead O'Connor during a Bob Dylan tribute concert, shortly after she ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live in an effort to call attention to child abuse within the Catholic Church. Kristofferson hugged her on stage and called her courageous. Kristofferson died in Hawaii surrounded by his family, but a cause of death was not given. He was a true American original. In Wow, Were We Ever Wrong news, many of the writers on Saturday Night Live did not think Will Ferrell was funny when he first joined the show. Ferrell recalls the early days in the new Netflix documentary Will and Harper, in which Ferrell and former Saturday Night Live writer Harper Steele take a cross-country road trip. Steele started on the show the same time Ferrell did and said the rest of the cast and writers thought Ferrell was a dud, but she just knew he wasn't. Will Ferrell got the last laugh as he went on to be an SNL favorite and star in movies like Elf and Anchorman. About every 10 years or so, Barry Williams shows up in the news and spills the tea about his fellow Brady Bunch cast members. A few years ago, he talked about his crush on his TV mom, Florence Henderson, and their innocent kiss. And now Williams is saying all the cast members hooked up. Williams, who played Greg Brady, says he hooked up with Marsha, the actress who played Peter and Jan dated, and even Bobby and Cindy dated. Relax, folks. They were step-siblings. And actors. Well, if you're like me, you like your robots wild. And so do most people who went to the movies last weekend. The Wild Robot found itself atop the weekend box office, topping $36 million at the gate. The Wild Robot tells the story of Roz, which is short for something robotic. Roz ends up on a desert island and befriends a goose. A for originality, if nothing else. Coming in second in its fourth week of release was Beetlejuice Beetlejuice, with over $16 million bucks at the gate. Transformers 1, an animated prequel of the Transformers franchise, came in third place with $9 million. The Indian film Devara, Part 1, sort of flew under the radar, but still came in fourth place, and the thriller Speak No Evil landed in fifth place with a little over $4 million. This week's box office dud was Francis Ford Coppola's passion project Megalopolis, which managed just $4 million total on almost 2,000 screens. I think he's got enough street cred that his legacy will remain intact. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.